You know, I've already told you about my annoyance with people, I think, who try to look intelligent by wearing their glasses on their noses. Up Chuck Schumer is speaking right now after leadership elections. Again, I mentioned a few minutes ago, Chuck Schumer is the Senate minority leader again. They have reelected him, and there's, you know, crazy old Bernie standing behind him and Elizabeth Warren standing to his left. You know, this is the resistance, whatever you want to call them.
Day after day after day.
Let's listen to this.
That the Republicans were the party that stands for the rich.
Oh, gosh.
And for the wealthy special interests.
Just shut the hell up. Cut this idiot off. I mean, seriously. It's the same garbage. I mean, isn't it amazing? We just happened to turn that up first. Yeah, it's a party of the rich. How many years have you been listening to this nonsense? And they keep beating the same drum. My goodness. Coming up, we're going to share with you a story that's really intriguing. It's unfortunately not too unusual. It's about the power of intimidation and bullying from, I'll just put it in, you know, in this context, unbelievers. And let me make this very clear. If you don't believe in God, I'm not trying to force you or anybody else into anything. But a venue, a building is going to do harm to you. I'm going to tell you what we're talking about coming up in just a bit. We've got a few callers wanting to touch on our conversation from the previous hour. Let's go out to the sprawling metropolis of Stallings. And Jerry, good morning.
How are you today?
All right, sir.
Well, I just wanted to throw a couple things in, but following Maxine Waters and that little speech of yours, that's kind of hard to do. a lot of what's happening in our country nowadays is that our children are being taught not the truthful history. I mean, I've got a 16-year-old and 14-year-old grandsons, and when you sit and talk with them about history, they do not know any of the history that we would have known when we were kids. They don't know about Nazis. They don't know about, you know, how communism took over things. They don't know about all the victims of Stalin and of Mao and all those people. So they're teaching them what they want them to know. And unfortunately, they're doing the very same thing in college. These kids are being brought up to be taught that, you know, America's a bad place. America's, you know, if it wasn't for America, there are a lot of countries on the face of this earth that would not exist at this time. You know, we've gone in and we've fished out almost every country on the, you know, on this globe, and I've told my wife for years, I'm a veteran, and I told her, I said, if anything ever happens to America, it won't be an invasion. I said, it will be from within.
Yep.
I said, it will be from within, because they're sitting here and they're letting these people come in and take control. And by these people, I'm not a racist. I don't care what race you are, what religion you are, whatever. They are methodically letting people into positions that they know they can, you know, count on to do what they want them to do. And unfortunately, you know, this country is just not standing up for it. The Republicans, and I've been one ever since 1980, the Republicans in this country are not as vocal and not as violent, shall we say, as the Democrats. And it's a very unfortunate thing, and I really hate to see it happen. But if anything ever happens to this country, it won't be by an invasion. It'll be from within.
Yep.
And it's sad, but it's true. But you do a great job. Keep it up.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your call there, Jerry. My goodness. And I think he touched on what we're up against, because and I would define it this way. We've got people in this country who are being turned against the values, the founding values of their own country. And then you've got people coming in from outside the country who have no concept of what a republic is. Now, I've articulated this before, but I don't think this is that complicated to understand. How well has this experiment worked in Iraq and Afghanistan with democracy? Can you explain that to me, how well that's working? One of the reasons I posed this question, because a lot of people who were against our intervention there and suggested they don't have the cultural foundations to be able to build, certainly to build what we have. What makes you think people coming into this country are able to function in a similar fashion? Do you understand what I'm saying here? See, we could go into any number of countries around the world and say, okay, we're going to impose, quote, democracy. And if they don't have a culture, and first off, we're not talking about building a democracy. If we're trying to do something similar to America, it's got to be a republic. And I think that's yet another level up the rung of the ladder in terms of the quality of country that you're building. If we understand that democracy becomes mob rule. So if you've got people who can't even function in a democracy, much less a republic, why would you continue to import those people into the country without them fully understanding what it is that they're becoming a part of? Because the truth of the matter is, by them coming in, they are going to have a tendency to turn their environment into what they came from. It's all they know. This is not to say they're bad people. And this, unfortunately, is where some of the comments from a certain president are very unfortunate. Because you don't need to demonize people. All you need to do is explain, look, this is a precious, very fragile experiment. And you can't just bring random people from all parts of the world into the country without understanding you've got to preserve an equilibrium of people who understand, a critical mass of people who understand what it is you've built and how to preserve that. See, we're not even having that conversation. That's a problem. Dwayne, good morning. Welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Wanted just to follow up to a caller you had a little while ago who was talking about spending too much on defense and us being involved all over the world. The reality is right now we're spending less on national defense than we have in our lifetimes.
Not surprising at all.
All throughout the 50s and 60s, during the Cold War, we spent about 10% of GDP each year on defense. Then it started to go down in the 70s. At the height of the Reagan defense buildup, it was 6.1%. Then it started to go down. At the height of the Iraq-Afghanistan war, when we did the surge in 2008, it was only 5%. And right now, today, it's 3.7%.
Isn't that amazing? And you'd never know this by listening to a lot of people who think, you know, we're spending all this money in the military. We need to spend it on social programs. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Much more as we continue this morning. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, and I'm going to blame John here for making me hungry. Been talking about food during the break. All right. Talking about the issue of our military on the text line. What about our allies? We have other countries that help us, right? That's a joke, right? Also this, China and the old USSR used to hate each other. This is disturbing. And this is the end of a message making reference to this person talking about the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. It's an alliance Russia and China are members of. I believe its goal is to counter NATO. That's another broader question. Do you think NATO is an organization that needs to be dissolved? What's the whole purpose? What the whole purpose behind this was to provide an alliance against the threat from Soviet communism. That was the goal. We no longer have a Soviet Union. So do we need to rethink this entire alliance? Another texter saying the military is falling short on recruiting goals and those applying a very high percentage don't qualify. Physical fitness is one of the reasons. Retention of enlisted and officers up to captain is terrible. Flying wings can't get on hold enough pilots for mission readiness. Well, that would be a problem, wouldn't you think? Vince, what the president's saying about immigration, not quite as elegant as you. Well, thank you. Great point, Vince. I haven't thought about immigration that way, but definitely an area as a country we need to work on. I was making reference to the idea that when we discuss assimilation, and you've got people who are not assimilating, they don't even have a concept of what democracy is, much less a republic. This is going to have an impact. This person's saying, basically, you're talking about a takeover. Well, that's what can happen long term. Another person here, it's a matter of reversing the list of communist amendments to conquer America. That's where this is about. The entire media turns a blind eye to this fact, including talk radio. A texter here taking a little jab at Chuck Schumer. The Schumer squad looks like the bar scene in Star Wars. Come on, Vince. You don't seriously expect the Dems to learn new tricks, do you? You know, part of my questions is, you know, one of my big questions, are Republicans going to learn anything? Especially these old retreads they continue to put in front of us as leaders. You know, it's rather unfortunate. Vince, can we petition the president to issue an executive order entitled Shut the Chuck Up? That's pretty good. Another person saying this group, these politicians, the senators, look like escapees from a lunatic asylum. You guys are just too kind here, way too kind. I want to come closer to home and talk about an interesting story. And this is really unfortunate because we're at a place in our country's history, and we've been here for quite some time, where people have become very reactive to any vestige or reference to Christianity or faith. Now, we're not talking about making people observe anything spiritual or religious, but just being in a certain building can trigger certain people. Case in point, the folks at Lake Norman Charter School. They have held their graduation ceremonies for 7 years at University Park Baptist Church. And now, at least one person has a problem with this. Our good friend Mark Garrison here at News Talk 1110 WBT has actually done a story on this. Let's listen to this account.
We got a complaint from a person in the community who had attended a graduation of Lake Norman Charter School in a church.
It's another one of those church versus state controversies involving Lake Norman Charter School, ranked one of the best high schools in the state by U.S. News and World Report. But what Lake Norman does not have is a space big enough to hold graduation. So every year they've been renting the auditorium at Park Church. Principal Craig Smith says parents and students have enjoyed using the facility.
I've never received a concern about the venue of our graduation being at the Park Church, and we've had a fantastic relationship with the Park Church. They've done a tremendous job.
As you might expect, the church has some Bible verses posted around and some other religious symbols. And somebody who attended this year's graduation was offended. So that person contacted Americans United for Separation of Church and State. So what was the complaint that you got, that they just felt uncomfortable being in a church for the graduation?
Yeah.
Ian Smith is a lawyer for Americans United. They specialize in what their website calls high-impact lawsuits over such things as the Lake Norman Charter situation. In fact, they sued a school district in Illinois for having graduation in a church and won.
It is a public school, an official public school event being held in a religious space. That is not okay. What the court says was whether the school intended to endorse religion or not, to hold it in a place. I mean, everything about a church is bent towards communicating religious message. And so to hold it in that place whether you intended it to or not, actually does communicate an endorsement of religion.
Principal Craig Smith says there never has been anything religious about their graduation ceremonies held at the church. Do you feel like you were shoving religion down people's throat by using a church?
By no means do I feel like there was any religious tone. Obviously, as a public charter school, there was no religious context to our graduation ceremony before, during, or after.
But Smith says the school has decided to give in to the demand rather than fight.
Not try and fight it in a court system due to the cost and the potential time. We have a lot of parents that are upset.
Also upset, outgoing County Commissioner Jim Puckett, who represents the Lake Norman area.
It's one of those things where, once again, like many things in America, we're allowing an absolute crazy fringe group to overcome what makes sense for 99.9% of the population. The vast majority of people would see absolutely no problem with this. In fact, haven't.
What does your group see as the harm here? The actual harm to someone?
The harm is that when you sort of force people, if they want to get their diploma that they've been working for, when you force them to go into a place that communicates religious messages, the message that they get is, really, you ought to be a Christian. This important event in your life is surrounded by the messages of Christianity. So what does that say to the atheist that is graduating from this school, or the Muslim?
Again, the school insists there was no religious soliciting going on, just a graduation ceremony. And Principal Smith says he wishes the person who was offended would have talked to the school.
We didn't get a chance to hear directly from whoever it was that had those concerns, that we might have been able to address them.
We do not know who complained to Americans United about the graduation ceremonies held in a church. We asked the group if we could speak with the person and got no reply.
When you have one person can shut down everything because of their rather extremist views, that just seems a bit quirky to me.
At what point do you say, okay, one person's offended and 1,200 people aren't, so the one person who's offended, tough?
You don't, if they have a point under the United States Constitution.
So now, one person who did not like going to a graduation in a church, a person who may never go to another Lake Norman charter event, is forcing the school to find a new place.
Isn't that amazing? Just amazing. One person. Does this qualify under the definition of tyranny? One person. Sad, isn't it? Love to get your thoughts. Thoughts on the Lake Norman Charter School graduation being held in a church. The humanity. It's terrible. Let's go out to a call. And Matthews, here is Teresa. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. How are you?
All right.
Good. Well, first off, these kind of shenanigans render me nearly speechless, but I'll try to struggle through it. I feel like when we allow one person to dictate these kind of actions, that as a society we've enabled all of that, and we continue to enable it. But my question would be, what about all the CMS schools that permit churches to hold their services at their CMS schools?
Do you know the reason, one of the reasons why I think they like to do that and why there's little objection?
Because of money.
Yes, yes, yes.
So, I mean, but if I went to a graduation that was being held at a church, I would no more think that I was being, it was being suggested that I come to belong to that church. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, it's an event.
See,
it's
Teresa,
an activity.
You know what you're using? It's called logic. It's logic and common sense. This is what's called demonic overreaction. When people are so afraid of something, they've got to go just completely overboard to stay away from it. It's kind of, have you ever seen the movie The Omen? You ever watched that movie years ago?
Years ago.
Do you remember the scene where Damien is being taken to the church And about a block away from the church, he starts manifesting. He starts kicking and screaming and biting and going crazy. It's so bad, they have to actually take him, you know, they can't take him inside the building. This is the way a lot of these people are. It's a demonic overreaction is what it is, Teresa. I do appreciate your call, and I'm glad to know there's at least one sane person who doesn't buy into this nonsense. Here's some text, by the way. I thought we'd get caught up on some of the texts that have come in since our discussion earlier about the Russians, these Chinese as well. Khrushchev said they would destroy us from within. China, Russia, North Korea, watch our elections. All they have to do is wait the U.S. out until the next election. This past one gives them hope. and I've got to tell you, I think both sides should give them hope just to watch the ongoing dissension in this country. Great opportunity. Curious how the Nation of Islam will feel about this country with a bunch of women in political offices. What are your thoughts, Vince? Well, I'm sure they're not, in some cases, not too pleased. I would also add here, as for my perspective, I don't care if they're male, female. I just want some pro-constitutional people in office. That's what I care about. I don't care what they are. I mean, if they're on four legs and they support the Constitution, I'd be fully behind them. Another person here is saying more likely to be a race war on U.S. soil than anything involving another country. That's another threat. And I love, there's another wonderful text. Vince, you are an Uncle Tom. You do the white man's bidding. I'm serious. I just laughed this stuff off. I mean, this is hilarious. An Uncle Tom. So how am I doing the white man's bidding? Why don't you call, instead of hiding behind the text line, why don't you share how this works? Just curious. I'm sure once this country is run by a bunch of ethnic women and transsexuals, no other country will dare to try to take us over. Oh, man. Boy, that'll get a few people manifesting. When are we going to stop the minority groups from ruling the majority of citizens? Come on, America, stand up! Yeah, good luck with that. Then someone needs to tell this member of the community, referring to this story, the school, to go back to New York, Boston, Detroit, Cleveland, or wherever up north they came from. This is from the refugee from the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You're welcome down here. Thank you for bringing sanity with you. I take it you gave up, and I get it. Don't blame you. It's pretty much hopeless up there, isn't it? Vince, anyone notice the irony in the name, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, United for Separation? Wow, that's pretty clever. I didn't think about that one. That is quite rich, Alan. Listening to the story about the American United lawsuit against the charter school, here's my solution. Let American United build a conforming space and donated to the school. That was a great idea. Somebody else who's a little less charitable says this is why public beating should be a valid form of punishment. this is called political correctness run amok and being abused. Someone else should have just told this person complaining too darn bad. Scripture is clear, don't fight evil with evil, but I sure would like to kick that person's rear end. I get it. Vince, this country's done lost its mind. One person has a problem, everybody else has to suffer. This is insane. Yeah? How can one person hold so much power? I thought the majority ruled. No, not when you have a threat of a lawsuit. That's all it takes. Not even a lawsuit. The threat of a lawsuit is all it takes. Isn't it odd this person didn't approach the school with their complaint or just tell their relatives and keep it to themselves? Something else is behind this. That is from Linda. I do not like going to a government indoctrination center where Christ is denied the faulty knowledge imparted that by implication sets itself up as the source and standard of what is falsely called knowledge. Such a place declares itself to be God. Ooh, that's deep. Isn't it funny, Vince, how leftists think? Most will tell you we live in a democracy, and yet this one person stopped the graduation in a democracy. Ooh, isn't that is really rich. This, remember I told you there's two levels here? One standard is a democracy, and the higher one is a republic. And this fails on even the democracy test. All it takes is the threat of a lawsuit. And you can get so many things done. Wow, pretty amazing. Concerning the lawsuit against the charter school, that fortunately has not happened anyway. Separation of church and state is not in the Constitution. Yeah, doesn't matter though. All it takes is a quote from someone. And it's pretty much codified. That's what's happened here. Vince, the school should just mail the diploma. That's a good way to deal with that. These lawsuits brought by an anonymous person need to end. If you feel strongly enough about a subject, you need to be able to stand up and personally put a face to it. Well, you're assuming, Jim, that a person would actually have a conscience and have character. Vince, you are not an Uncle Tom, but you are a liberal. Huh? Vince, you should tell that person who said you're an Uncle Tom to read the darn book. Uncle Tom didn't do the white man's bidding. That's why he was killed. Was the texter's name Sambo? You know, facts are hard to deal with, aren't they? Just a sampling of some of the items on the text line. We'll take more of your calls. Hold on. We'll get to you. Back to the final stretch, the Vince Coakley radio program on this Wednesday. We'll get to more of your calls in just a second here. On the text line, you're not an Uncle Tom, you're Uncle Vince. Well, that's a wise assessment. Graduations, they're so passe. Vince, this is what happens when people, like never Trumpers, work against him fighting against these sorts of things because you don't like the man, not the agenda he's trying to push forward that will help us in these sorts of matters. I.e. charter school incident. Now, please tell me, give me a way that Donald Trump helps situations like this. Just explain. I'd love to hear it. See, this is one of the concerns I have. Let me just briefly say this. We are, and this is the case with just about everything. You've got to avoid the ditch. There is a wise, healthy path to follow. And sometimes we can follow unhealthy patterns, and sometimes we can react to unhealthy patterns by going into another one. It's kind of like I use this as the ditch analogy. It's the young driver who doesn't know how to drive, who swerves out of the lane into the left ditch, and then overcorrects and goes into the right one. This is what's happening in our society. Let me just say this, because it needs to be said. I am against political correctness, but I'm also against people being rude and being jackasses. Do you hear me? Yes, I'm against political correctness, but I think some people like to hide behind their rejection of political correctness because they're just nasty people. So both of these I reject. And we all need to reject that. I hope that's helpful. This texter says, I appreciate you think for yourself. You did not simply switch plantations. Thank you. You get me. That's really cool. Jack, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. As far as this business with the school having their graduation at church, we've had a lot of comments about how the majority ought to rule. But when we go back and look at the Constitution was specifically designed to prevent the minority from being overwhelmed by the majority.
Right.
Case in point, people get all upset about the Electoral College. The Electoral College was designed, as was Congress, to make it where no one particular group could rule just because they had more than 50%.
Yep.
And that is true here, too. It's what's known as protection of the tyranny of the majority.
Yes.
And the majority can be tyrannical. And now, I happen to think that they should have had the graduation there, but for somebody to object to it, that objection possibility needs to exist, and it needs to be looked at thoroughly.
Among the people, and I would add, though, it needs to happen among the people who are there. They need to have a conversation. And nobody should have the expectation, one person especially, they're going to get their own way all the time. That's just entirely unreasonable. Entirely unreasonable. By the way, before I forget, before we take another call, have a little bit of fun here. I made the comment about Chuck Schumer, wearing his glasses on his nose. Well, Lonzo decided to have a little fun with that. If you look at the 106.3 WRD Facebook page or the WBT Facebook page, you will find a picture of Lonzo, who is having a little fun wearing his glasses on his nose. So enjoy that. Willie, good morning, sir.
Good morning there, Uncle Vince. How are you?
All right, sir.
Isn't this stuff just people wanting to control other people and just not allowing people to be themselves and do whatever
exactly.
they want?
Exactly.
Like, why don't you just mind your own business kind of deal, you know?
There you go.
Here's the thing, though. I am more concerned with these, and I like to bring this up because I want to switch this over. I talked to Charles yesterday regarding that incident at Olympic. My daughter's a senior there. And, you know, I ran there. I talked to some of the parents, and we were waiting in line because the police didn't just let us go in. We had to line up and sign up and all kinds of stuff. And I mentioned, imagine if we actually were coming here to pick up our dead kids, you know, that someone, kids that be shot and whatnot. And everybody, like you made a comment, or the whole news has been Tucker Carlson and getting somebody coming to his house, you know, and we have children, kids here in Charlotte, in the U.S., getting shot every day. I don't see anybody covering it 24/7 like they do. You know, Trump said, get out of here or whatever, or Tucker Carlson is getting attacked or somebody came to his house. How about working working on our youngsters that really need help with this issue? How about somebody taking 30 minutes out of the day, put the iPhone down, and let's deal with this serious issue of guns in schools, whether it's the gun, whether it's the whatever it is, let's deal with it once and for all. Forget Trump, forget Tucker Carlson, and let's deal with this gun issue, please.
Well, I think we need to deal with the violence issue. I think this is what we're talking about here overall. Willie, I do appreciate your perspective. A couple of quick items on the text line. This texter said the rest of the students should file a lawsuit to have graduation at the church and see what happens. Kind of turn things around. That's a really clever idea. Really clever idea. It's been so long since anyone in the GOP stood up for something normal that it makes Trump look like he's out of place and rude. People don't know how to take him. Interesting. Just a few of the perspectives here on the text line. We always enjoy interaction here. That's what makes this so important. It's not just a monologue. It's a conversation. And that will continue, Lord willing, tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, have yourselves a great day. Stay warm and stay safe. God bless you.